Don't stop. That's Fleetwood Mac on Nova 103.5. We love, and I love, promoting Namibians, especially young Namibians who are doing amazing things. And yet another young Namibian doing the country proud is Maralee Ferreira. She plays Rachel Labaskagni in the Showmax original Rienburg Rant. And I'm happy to be chatting to her this morning. Hello, Maralee.
Hello, and hello to everyone who's tuned in. It is so lovely to be able to speak with you today.
So you've walked quite a long and successful path to this point. I mean, from Kuro Create at Windhoek Gymnasium, through appearances on the stage of the Artscape Theatre, to winning the Arcar TFA Digital Tourneel. What's the ultimate dream?
The ultimate dream, wow. So I've always been very passionate about the entertainment industry, because I believe that it can have such a big impact on the way that people think. And I want to use it as a platform for positive change. So for me, the ultimate would be to be able to be at a space where I have my own production company and I am writing, directing, producing films that I believe will truly have a positive impact and encourage positive change in the world.
Very, very cool. And bringing any of that back to Namibia?
Yes, of course, of course. I think, no, there's so much room for growth. And I think we have, as a country, so much potential. We have the most beautiful landscapes and we have fabulous people with beautiful open hearts. And I'd love to bring that back to Namibia and to have us grow as a community together.
Looking back at your past, not that it's a very long one, and definitely not as long as the rest of us, but it's not only acting. You were also a Miss Teen Namibia finalist. Which is more stressful, acting or beauty pageants?
Oh, what a difficult question. I enjoy both very, very much. And I think Miss Teen Namibia was such an incredible opportunity for me, opportunity to grow. It was a lovely learning curve. And I appreciated that journey so much. But ultimately, I am more passionate about acting. And because there's still so much to learn and it feels like it's this constant growing process, I would say acting, because I'm constantly in a space where I feel I need to continue to improve, continue to grow, continue to make change to improve.
Okay, so let's get to Rienburg Rant then. The series is based on the super popular young adult novels by Louise van Niekerk. Had you read them before auditioning for the role? Wait, I should probably first ask if you auditioned for the role or how you got it.
Yes, I did audition. I got the audition brief, and as soon as I got it, I was over the moon. So the first thing I did actually to prepare for the self-tapes that I sent in was start reading the books.
There we go.
I felt it was a very good starting point to see what we were dealing with. And I loved them so much, but I could see where they would be able to go with this and that there would still be so much potential for it, which excited me very much. So, I started auditioning from there.
Okay. The series' head writer has said, though, that quite a lot was changed from the books to modernize the stories.
Yes.
Can you give us a quick rundown as to what Rienburg Rant is about?
So Rienburg Rant is a youth drama series, and it mainly follows the Brink family and these teenagers as they go through teenage to adulthood. And I think it's very incredible because it's in such a way that it's also quite educational without being a tap on the nose, if that makes sense. And at the same time, we are indulged in the storyline of the parents, Maraina and Herman, and how they deal with their relationship and dealing with helping these teenagers as they grow up.
Okay.
And I think because it is written so creatively, it allows so many people to resonate with it and to find themselves, I would say, in this story.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about your character then.
Ooh, I love my character, Rachel Labaskagni. And I realize she's not for everyone, but she excites me. And I think that's because in a way we are complete opposites. I mean, a lot of the things that she does, I couldn't quite understand. But the way that she is excited me, which is why I auditioned for her originally. But now getting to know her and delving deeper into her character, I'm learning more and more that we have joining points. We're connected somehow. And I think that comes mostly from feelings which motivate her to do different things, which is incredible for me to also notice is that you can have the same feeling and react differently towards that. I think especially because Rochelle is a very impulsive person, and that impulsiveness, which we have seen through her kleptomania, motivates her to do things irrationally, based on the way that she feels. And to explore that is such a learning curve for me. I think it's very exciting, but it's also very good because I find myself in a space where I constantly have to let go of preconceived ideas and prejudices and put myself into this character's shoes and really just understand what she's going through. It's challenging and it's incredible. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play this character.
You're touching it on there, and I'm thinking, I mean, I obviously understand that that's part of the skill of being an actor, which is why not everyone can do it. But how difficult is it to actually then go, you know, and do something that would be completely counter to the way you would react to something in real life?
Well, I think it's very important to maintain the difference between you and a character. So when you delve into a character, you always need to name it and to be able to realize that this is still a character that you're creating. So as much as every day when I get to set, I step into Rochelle's shoes and I try to be her. The moment when I get off set, I need to go, okay, I need to find myself again to be able to maintain the difference. So it is quite difficult, and sometimes you really have to delve deep to be able to understand what she's doing and what she's going through. But I think if you keep that in mind and maintain the difference and really just be open whenever you're getting into the Rochelle space, if you're just open-minded about it all, I think it becomes a bit easier to understand.
So there's no Daniel Day-Lewis style method acting where you become Rochelle at all times?
No. I think the lovely part about being able to play this character is also to be able to learn from it and to grow from it, which is incredible for me because I can play this character and I can really delve into what she is and what she does and who she is. But at the same time, I realize that it is so important for me to still go, I'm still Marily. And my values, my dreams, who I am as a person still needs to remain.
All right. So, I mean, after having finished school, gone through all of that, what does it feel like to have to go back to school in a way?
Oh, I think it's incredible because I was quite responsible in school. I was very opposite to the way that Rochelle is. And in a way, this gives me a freedom to also experience the other side without actually experiencing it. Nice. And seeing the consequences of that without actually having to live through them. It's a privilege.
Okay, so it's late enough. Mevrouw Ricketts won't be listening, so you can be honest. Which school do you prefer?
Which school do I prefer? So I have to be honest... I have to be honest, Rainbow Rand is great, but with all the drama going on, I don't think there's a lot of learning going on. And I have to say, my school, I have a soft spot for my school, for Winter Gymnasium, because of especially the way that Miss Rickert has been towards me. She's always had an open heart and an open door. And there's been so many times in the past, especially in high school, where with trying to get into the acting industry and trying to create more, she has been there for me and she has always been encouraging towards that. So I am very grateful for that. And I love my story. I love my journey. And yes, there's been up and downs, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I love where I come from. I love everything that has made me who I am today and that has given me the opportunity to be where I am today.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning, Marilee. We're definitely looking
thank
forward to...
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to carrying on watching your career, all the shows you end up acting in, your own productions, how you're going to bring that back to Namibia. It's going to be an amazing journey for everyone. The Rainbow Grant is available on Showmax. I believe it's on CakeNet this evening as well. So just go and check it out.
It's available on CakeNet on Fridays, 6:30.
Fridays at 6:30. All right, cool. Otherwise, on Showmax as well. Thank you so much, Marilee. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much to you as well. I appreciate it immensely.